The Dyslexia Association of Ireland is calling for students with dyslexia to be allowed up to 25% extra time to complete their junior cycle and Leaving Cert examination papers. The State Exams Commission says it sanctioned almost 24,000 accommodations last year for students deemed by their schools to need assistance in exams. But as Carol Coleman reports, support groups for the roughly 10% of the population with dyslexia say Ireland is out of step with much of Europe in not offering extra exam time.
I'm Emma McManus and I go to school in Elphin Community College. 10 years ago I was diagnosed with dyslexia by an educational psychologist.
Emma McManus is doubly stressed about the Leaving Cert in June because in her recent mock exams she ran out of time on several papers.
I ran out of time in my exam. I had the knowledge to do it, could have gone over time, I'd sat there all day and done it, but I ran out of time so I didn't get the scores I wanted. And that I know I can do. I always feel like I'm at a disadvantage, kind of.
The Dyslexia Association of Ireland says we're out of step with other European countries in not allowing extra time to students with dyslexia in state exams. Head of Education and Policy is Donald Ewing.
Absolutely seen as a reasonable accommodation. It's the equivalent of glasses if you're short-sighted. This is a way whereby they can access the exam on a level playing field. So that type of accommodation, extra time, is very common in other jurisdictions and it's also par for the course in third level, but we have no access to that at second level, and that often shocks and surprises parents of dyslexic children when they find that that accommodation is not even on the table.
How much extra time do you think a student with dyslexia should have?
Well, the standard practice is to offer something like 25% extra time, so that might look like in a two-hour exam there is the option, and it's just an option, that the young person might be able to spend half an hour extra.
Last year, the State Exams Commission provided almost 24,000 accommodations to junior and Leaving Cert students with a learning difficulty, including dyslexia. Almost 8,000 received a reading assistant, up about 1,000 on 2019. 615 students were allowed a scribe to help with writing, down 340 on 2019, but there was a large increase in the number of students allowed use a word processor. Almost 13,000 received a spelling or grammar waiver, up over 5,000 on 2019. But other than in very limited cases such as visual impairment, extra time was not available.
Do you want me to read it or you read it?
You read it.
Anne Bohan of Dyslexia Assist in Drumshambo, County Leitrim, says 20 years teaching dyslexic students has convinced her of the need for extra time.
Yeah, they process slower. So it takes them longer to actually, first of all, decode, as in reading three long passages in the English exam, and then they actually have to process it. And then in a lot of cases, the short-term memory will have dropped the knowledge, so they'll have to reread. So in every case, they're being disadvantaged of instead of being treated equally just by giving more time.
And there seems to be a problem as well with students being allowed to use certain technologies up until the exam, but not for the exam.
Exactly. Like they can use everything they want up until they do the mock and the actual Leaving Cert, but they're not given any help in the exams. Yet third level, they're given every support. I've always said once you get these kids to third level, they'll fly.
So is extra time being considered here? The SEC told the News at One that while its expert advisory group recognises extra time could allow a candidate provide additional information on questions, it could confer an unfair advantage on some. To find out who, everyone would have to be professionally screened. But Donald Ewing of the Dyslexia Association believes the SEC's guidance on this needs to change.
Yes, we have to be risk aware and make sure that we're not doing things that endanger the integrity of the exam. But we have to balance that with making sure that we're meeting the needs of all learners and not just ones that maybe learn in a more neurotypical way.
Begins with or.
No, faithfully.
Faithfully, yeah.
With just weeks to go to the exams, Emma McManus says any extra time would make a huge difference to her and other students with dyslexia.
Anything at this stage would make a difference, I feel. Just it's a setback, really, when you don't have enough time to do something, when you know you can do it, but you just don't have the time to do it.